Welcome, my precious friends and family. This is Anrita Melchizedek of the Melchizedek and Pleiadian Light Network, and I'd like to welcome you to BBS Radio and to the show Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. I have with me my very good friend and fellow Pleiadian, Solara Unruh, Warrior of Light. Welcome, Solara.
Hi, Anrita. So lovely to be doing a show with you again. Those 7 weeks since we did it together last have just flown by, but I'm very happy to be joining energies with you again today.
Thank you. Thank you. Myself too. And tell me, Solara, I understand that you've been writing a book.
I am writing an autobiographical book, which is called Diaries of a Pleiadian Warrior of Light, and I'm just about to publish part two. I made the decision to publish it in parts, which is rather strange, but they're going up initially in ebook form, and I'm so happy I made that decision, because just getting to this point with part two, I had no idea how difficult the writing process would prove, even though I love writing, but I've never written a book before. And I think that if I couldn't do it in bite-sized pieces, I might give up at this point. But I'm receiving an awful lot of encouragement from those that have read part one, so I'm thrilled.
How wonderful. And tell us a little bit about the book. What are you just sharing? Your journeys, your awakening?
My purpose for the book always was to show how a very normal earth being like me, one who wasn't born gifted, who didn't have spiritual inclinations and who found earth life extremely difficult, how I woke up, the things that helped me wake up, and to speak about my journey in a very frank way. So the book includes periods of sex and drugs and rock and roll. It's very down to earth. I'm very honest about my relationships and my experiences. And I know from other things that I've written and put on my website that this is enormously helpful to other people that are waking up or have woken up and are struggling a bit with the whole earth process. They will look at someone who has put themselves forward as a spiritual teacher like you or myself and somehow assume that there's something different about us that makes it possible for us to stay in a high vibration. And so my story is really to demonstrate that it doesn't, you're not necessarily born with that high vibration. It really shows people what can help and what have helped me.
It's wonderful. I remember actually with the first workbook that I wrote in my 20s, actually, it was the Pleiadian Light Body DNA Activation Program. And that was a personal journey for a couple of years as well, working with many of my issues. And certainly when I got around to putting it in book form, primarily in the form of guided visualization, I did share many of my journeys. And I feel not only is it a trigger for others to release, but it was very helpful for myself in terms of where I was going through in my process at that time. And I found through those experiences, often you tend to be able to empathize a lot more with individuals going through something very similar, because you've actually been there yourself. you've walked that path.
Yes, absolutely. Even the short stories that I put on my website about how I changed my name, the process of that, and how I opened to channel, I've had an enormous response from them, because people identify with so many of the real life nitty-gritty things that I'm explaining.
How wonderful, wonderful. Well, look, I look forward to reading it. And certainly, I think in parts is a wonderful thing for all of us to be able to wait for more and in eager anticipation. So I certainly look forward to that. And I know that the focus of our show today is on love and a journey into the heart. So I'd like to start with the elders, ancient celestial beings and high council members, who would like to take us through this experience of cosmic love. And following that, of course, Solara is going to come through and channel, I think, following that theme, possibly with the Councils of Light and maybe even the Pleiadians.
Wonderful.
So, good. So let's get ourselves comfortably relaxed now in our sacred space. Just breathing deep into the body, expanding the lower abdomen as you breathe in, contracting the lower abdomen as you breathe out. Just coming into that deep and centered space within your heart, finding yourself within the crystal heart of Mother Earth. Experiencing the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God and the overlighting of your I Am presence. Connecting and tuning in collectively now as we call upon the elders. Welcome, sweet ones. It gives us great pleasure to be with you today and to take you into the experience of unconditional love. Long, long ago, as these sacred beings of light, you were fully embraced in the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. When a call was put out to the emissaries through different galaxies, stars, and planets to incarnate into the schools of learning, onto planets that are chosen to experience duality, and through this to experience deeper levels of understanding of who they truly were, you responded to this call as star-seeded ones, as sacred beings of light. You saw the gifts that were potentially to be experienced by all through this perceived separation or experience of moving through duality, coming back into oneness. And so you chose to downstep your vibration while still holding this focus of the sacred flame in your cosmic connection to Mother, Father, God. However, over time, the portals of light connecting you to the realms of illumined truth dimmed. Slowly you shifted into the lower dimensions and through them into the lower consciousness to the astral levels of this earth plane. However, when you chose to move into this plane of duality, an aspect of your soul consciousness that you could experience in this dimension remained behind within the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. Through the embrace of your higher light, as your Christed oversaw the light, your mighty I Am presence. You knew there would be a time when you would need to reintegrate the soul aspect of yourself, experiencing the soul journey home through this divine flame of unconditional love. The soul aspect that remembered this love and has experienced eternally the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. Dear one, this moment is now to ignite into this cosmic flame of light through the soul aspect of yourself, which will take you into the experience of bliss, the experience of a deeper level of unconditional love. We ask you now to sit in readiness, breathing through the body, creating a sacred space so you may bring through this flame of love, overlighted by your I Am presence. Allow the journey of the soul aspect of yourself to come forth from the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. Just visualize a beautiful golden white light now. The light of Mother, Father, God. Breathe it into the body. As you surround yourself in the cosmic flame of love, from the company of heaven, all these beings of light from on high, and in particular now, the overlighting of your own wonderful higher light, as your higher self of the light, your Christed over-self of the light, your mighty I Am Presence. Feel this beautiful golden white light now enter into each cell, each molecule of the body. Breathing deeply into the body now, feeling this connection to all life. And now you call upon the soul aspect of yourself that remained within the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God, that has experienced unconditional love. This aspect that is available to be integrated within the body and energy field of every light worker, every star-seeded one in this now moment. You now repeat the following affirmation. I call upon the soul consciousness aspect of myself that exists within the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. Within this energy of unconditional love, this aspect of myself, through the soul contract I made eons upon eons ago, to reunite with me when the time was right, that I could truly experience unconditional love in the physical form and on the lower dimension. Now just feel this bridge of light being created as you bring your consciousness to the higher dimensions through a beam of light from the third eye. And now the soul aspect of yourself comes forward through this bridge of light, entering the thymus, and now into the heart. Just feel this essence of unconditional love. Feel this essence of truly coming home. This aspect of yourself awakened, understanding your cosmic heritage as this master being in consciousness, in feelings, and in knowingness. Just feel this love, this blissful energy of unconditional love, spiraling forth from the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. Just breathe the sweet soul consciousness of your higher light through your body. Feel this beautiful and loving energy expand your heart, expand your consciousness. This is overlighted by all aspects of your higher light. as your higher self of the light and Christed over self of the light. As this primal soul aspect of yourself is being reintegrated within the physical body, within the energy body, and within the hologram. As you feel this reunion with yourself, allow any old contracts and energies, karmic events, betrayals, angers, and resentments to be released from the cells, to be released from the emotional body, to be released from the mental body. You have now reached the point in consciousness to connect to all aspects of your higher life, to reintegrate all aspects of your soul consciousness. Hear the symphony of the company of heaven now, as the crystalline structure within the body starts to vibrate to this music of light, to the illumination of the mind of God. Just feel or sense now the beings of light from on high around you, supporting you, uplifting, nurturing, and loving you. These legions upon legions of light, experiencing with you the magnificence of your beingness. Wonderful. And now there are two more aspects to this deepening of unconditional love that you may choose to experience. The first is the unification with your cosmic twin flame. Some of you may have already been experiencing this on the physical plane or have made this connection on the inner plane. If this connection has been made, allow yourself now to just open this portal of light, to lift your consciousness again into the higher dimensions, creating this bridge of light into the higher dimensions, and allowing the cosmic twin flame to come through this energy pattern of love to meet you in consciousness, to allow for this cosmic connection of love through the blending of your consciousness and the consciousness of another who truly sees you. If you are familiar with your cosmic twin flame, bring the image of this person, this being to mind, which will link your consciousness and your heart and your energy into the deepest levels of your beingness. And now just experience this connection or reconnection. Feel this cosmic sense of unconditional love through the union with another. Each cell in the body lights up in love. Know this connection to be real. And while this connection may not necessarily be experienced on the physical plane, this connection is as real as all the beings of light from on high. You can choose this connection and support on a non-physical level and feel the love of your cosmic twin flame if you so choose on the inner plane. Creating a support system, feeling nurtured and overlighted through the energy of your cosmic twin flame. Just take a moment now in deep appreciation of one another. Wonderful. And now we ask, what is it that you would love to do? What is it that would make your heart sing and take you into a deeper level of unconditional love from a service in love perspective? Focus on what it is you have always wanted to do, or that you are doing and would like to do more of in another way, or to have your project expanded upon. Just bring your focus to that which gives you deep joy and allows for you to see your own magnificence through the creativity and inspiration that you bring. Put this out to the universe now and allow us to assist you through our overlighting to create this as a possible reality for you in this now. Where can you best serve that makes your heart sing? What is it that you have always wanted to do? What is it that you would love to do and experience at the deepest levels of your beingness? As you listen to this transmission now, we will link your thoughts and energy to those of other light workers and star-seeded ones. Connected through this transmission, listening live or through this recording, as well as those that are part of your soul family of the light, and that may come forth to assist in working with you in these creations of light through service in love. And now, as we end this transmission, we will connect you to the Christ Consciousness Grid, to this Unity Grid, and the collective consciousness of all light workers and star-seeded ones on this earth plane, coming from service in love. Feel this energy now. Feel this energy of unconditional love as we connect you to the Unity Grid of Light. To the light workers, star-seeded ones along this grid, and to all the beings of light from on high working this grid of light. This unity grid holds the highest potential of all life, both individually and collectively. And your individual key codes of your highest potential are activated through this unity grid now. To assist in this activation, we will speak in tongues. Amrach imahashata, evach imahasa, ebrach ilahanasa, abrach imahasha. It is your birthright to experience this unconditional love. Just breathe this essence of love and appreciation and magnificence through your body, through this beautiful golden white light, and through the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. As you link now into the energy of Mother Earth, of Lady Gaia, through this essence of love, feel this connection to all aspects of your higher life and to the soul aspect of yourself that is being reintegrated on a physical and energetic level. As you step into your blueprint of light, as this first wave song in human embodiment of the I Am Avatar blueprint, through the frequency of unconditional love. Ground yourself as you gently come back into your sacred space, breathing deep into the body. Coming into the center of unity consciousness and love. And with this, we bid you a most magical day. Great.
That was awesome, Anrita. Just absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. It's also amazing, of course, while you're going through the channeling, and I'm sure you experience this yourself, you really do feel the energies. Sometimes you get caught off somewhere.
I'm quite strange energy-wise because I'm not as energy conscious as a lot of people might assume I am. And the way I know if my body and being is being affected energetically is by the movements that it makes. So as you started that, I went into, you know, my meditation or channeling kind of posture with a mudra with my hands. But as you went through it, my arms were moving into the weirdest angles at different times. So I know it was working for me.
How wonderful, wonderful. Great. Well, so Laura, I know you've got something planned for us. I don't know if you'd like to possibly just move into that space while we have this beautiful energy created.
Definitely. It is the Pleiadian emissaries of light who are with me now and who started chatting during that. And so I'm going to channel them.
Wonderful.
I ground myself into the heart of Gaia, expand my energy body, and I ask for the highest guidance possible to flow through me now with whatever we collectively and as individuals need to know in this moment. Pleiadian lightship members are gathered around in tribunal, participating in this galactic event. This is an event like that which you would consider a party on the Earth plane, we are aware in your future time of the energy which is created through your combined efforts and through the connection across the light grid of Earth with the light tribe who listen to this in this moment, whether this be your present or in your future moments. We wish to speak on the aspect of unconditional love, which has been so beautifully invoked within this process. Unconditional love is not known to you for much of your earth lives, dear peoples. Rather, you experience it as love on the condition that you are good, love on the condition that you are pleasing in some way to some other earth being or group. There are conditions placed upon every aspect of love, whether it is from your parents or siblings or lovers or children or partners. There are different aspects of love, and all of them are largely conditional in your experience. You have come to the great realization, many of you, that the only truly unconditional love that it is possible to experience is that of your higher selves, your angelic beings, for you. And is that of higher dimensional beings, such as ourselves, for you. And of that indeed, of the great Mother, Father, God energy, the source energy which is transmitted through the great central sun into your third dimension. From these sources which are higher in vibration, you experience unconditional love. Now, we speak of this not to criticize your ways of loving on earth, but to tell you that once you experience this actual energy of unconditional love, you may practice it with all beings in your reality, all earth beings known and unknown to you. It is a vibration which you can access by breathing through your prana tubes, the energy of heaven and earth into your hearts, and allowing this energy to expand into your energy field, and then radiating this out from yourselves. This practice will make you feel extremely high and happy. And is this not desirable to you? So many of you trapped in the lower emotions of fear and insecurity and anxiety for much of the time. For yes, even you, dear light tribe, we observe your energy bodies, which show us the emotions which are prevalent within your emotional bodies. And even you, many of you, are trapped in the lower vibrations of negative emotions more often than you are filled with light, joy, and love. And once again, this is not criticism. We wish you to understand very clearly that there is absolute choice always within the planes of duality, and you are given assistance now to raise your vibration and access this unconditional love, which is the vibration of the dimensions into which you move. But you must wish to do this. You must choose to do this. You must choose to feel and experience and cultivate the energy of unconditional love in your bodies and your lives, and to bring it into your earth lives, not only when you are meditating or practicing some spiritual technique, but in your everyday lives, so that your love shines forth from you and assists all of the tribe on Gaia in raising their vibration too. We enjoy teaching you simple lessons like this, and we hope we have been of assistance. We will willingly answer your questions, dear ones, if you choose to ask them now. Our love is with you always, in all ways. You are not alone. Namaste.
Beautiful, wonderful. Thank you, Solara. And of course, there's so many messages in that. Apart from the wonderful, I picked up such a beautiful image of working with the prana tube and the very easy breathing that you can do, connecting through the earth star, the soul star, and combining that energy of love through the pranic tube into the heart and creating a sphere of love, an orb of love around you, so to speak. And that sense of choice, because you can choose in any moment how to respond. Something happens to you, so what is your reaction? Either you go into an anger reaction, or you go into a, you know, detached mode, or you go into a loving mode, or, you know, it really is your choice in that moment of how you act or react according to what is the reflection of your reality. I guess most of it is really what are the buttons being pushed for you.
Yes, exactly. And while you were doing your invocation, I was getting some messages which didn't come out in the channeling. I think I was aware of time because I wanted to leave some time for people to ask questions. But what I was hearing earlier on from the Pleiadians was also about the necessity for us to connect with our light tribe in order to keep our vibration up.
Yeah.
At the moment, I don't know how true this is for other people, but I generally am so focused on the light that I have no time for the dark. I don't pay any attention to conspiracy theories. I don't pay any attention to the media stuff about money. I don't feel like it's living with my head in the sand. I just have this awareness that in order to spread light and be the light, I need to focus on the light. But in this last few weeks, I have had to lift myself up more times than I ever have in the last few years. And I guess that my guides were lecturing me as well in that instance. They were just saying, I guess I've been on my own a lot because I've been writing, and they're just saying, under any pretext, get together with the light people, with the light tribe, because you can't stay in a high vibration on your own. You can connect with people etherically, but it's also good to connect with them in person. So we have Santara from Roseville on the phone. Hi, Santara. Do you have a question for us?
Hi. Yes, I do, please. You know, you were talking about you, Solara in particular, when the higher frequencies come in, that you know that your body lets you know by, well, just what just happened, your arms moving in the weird directions. And
that's right.
That's how you in particular know. My question is about ascension symptoms when the higher frequencies are coming in. If you have any anything that could help as far as, like what I'm experiencing is extreme burning of the eyes, the mouth, my gums pulsating, and every time I do techniques or hear any of your things or Amrita's or anything, and even when I meditate now, and it's so terribly, terribly uncomfortable. And, you know, I do breathe through the prana tube, and I don't know if it's just resistance, anxiety, that part that is, as the higher frequencies are hitting those imprints, that's what I'm experiencing, or if you think it's just coming from the higher frequencies, and it's just my physical body is having to just adapt.
Okay, yeah, okay, so I'm asking my guides that question on Santara's behalf about ascension symptoms. Can you tell us more about that? And then I'll get Enrita to add. I'll say first that personally, I've been very impatient about the whole ascension symptoms thing. It's just something in me that I'll just think, oh, for God's sake, you people have always got headaches. You know, don't blame your headaches on ascension now. I just sort of, sometimes I feel like people will put anything down to ascension. And I don't necessarily think it's a healthy focus. It's like one of those things where if you have to look up an illness on the internet, they'll list the possible symptoms, and you'll find, even if you don't have that illness, that you've got over half of those symptoms, you know. And so I'm mentioning that from, I don't disregard ascension symptoms, but in my personality self, I haven't paid any attention to emails or people, you know, the stuff that people's channeled, etc. So bearing that in mind, I'm now asking my guides for their guidance. We have said before, Solara and Ra, that your tendency to see things in black and white is sometimes a gift and a blessing, and at other times it makes things obscure, perhaps complicated for you. You would like to ignore all physical discomfort, all obstacles as such that may be placed in your way. And it is true that your focus on health is a way of healing yourself of your symptoms, but your vibration is consistently higher than the average earth being because of your connection with us. There are many who have far less time to connect in this way with us as they are involved in the daily grind of whatever their work may be. And so this is in part our answer, that as always, it is vibration that you are talking about. The clash which comes into your bodies now and causes discomfort is the mismatch between the higher energies. Yes, and you are correct, Santara, that it is the higher energies which are transmitted not only from the higher dimensions, but from the core crystal herself in the heart of the Lady Gaia. It is the mismatch between these vibrations and the lower vibrations, the density of your physical bodies. The higher energies are assisting in the transmutation of the density of 3D into the fourth and fifth dimension. And it will affect you earth beings willy-nilly. It will affect you sometimes with physical symptoms you have never had before. And it will affect you in your emotional bodies as the lower energies on the earth plane itself are transmuted in this great and final clash between the dark and light forces. But rather than concentrate on the symptoms, we will give you some useful advice, dear light child. And this is that the prana techniques, which are practiced by the yogis, these ones which are advocated now through Salara and Ra, these are hugely beneficial in assisting the process of transmutation in such a way that negative symptoms are not experienced or are lessened. When you do the Nadi Shodhana, particularly with the locks or bandhas, you are using the technique of the yogis to raise kundalini frequency through your bodies. Kundalini frequency is simply the highest potential energy that you have to use to lighten your cells and raise your vibration, that which the yogis have termed enlightenment. Is possible through this, and enlightenment in these terms is nothing more than shifting yourselves into a higher dimensional frequency. Namaste. So, and Rita, would you like to add something to this?
Well, actually, I went through quite intense, if you want to call them ascension symptoms, in my awakening many years ago. And for a couple of years, I worked with a core group of working with nature intelligence and with the Pleiadian and Syrian psychic surgeons, and I found that to be very useful. What happens really is that the cerebral spinal fluid is moving up and down the body, and it's actually recalibrating between the spine and the brain. So you're getting this whole recalibration going on between the left and the right hemisphere of the brain, between the pineal, pituitary, hypothalamus glands, as well as many of the memories, old cellular memories, coming up, surfacing, and moving through those parallel realities and merging of timelines. So you go through, some days, of course, apart from not being able to remember or being very forgetful, there were a lot of very uncomfortable pains and aches and, the eyes and shoulders. And often I would sit with my head back at almost like a 30-degree angle. And I found that worked very well to actually work with the cerebral spinal fluid. But I found working very much with a core group of nature intelligence, primarily working with the overnighting debuff healing, and then calling in panas, the heart energy, between the dimensional light beings and nature intelligence, because of course we must remember that we are this involutionary evolutionary balance, and we work very much in the formation of our body through the connection to nature intelligence. So it's something, Santoro, that possibly you could try, and I would say then you just call upon the psychic surgeons that could assist you with your ascension symptoms, calling in primarily the Pleiadian and Syrian psychic surgeons, Pan and the Overlighting Diva of Healing, as well as your higher light, because that core group then works very beautifully together. And I also made up, at that stage, I worked a lot with flower and gem essences. I used to actually make up a lot of my own flower and gem essences, and then I moved on to making ray oils and a range of very beautiful things. You can do that equally as well, working with just crystals, choosing some crystals and putting them in a jug of distilled water, and just, being intuitively drawn to choose some crystals, and then just drinking that water throughout the day, or, you know, going into your garden or going out in nature and seeing a beautiful flower and placing a bowl of water under it for a couple of hours and then using the energy of that. So just work intuitively with your body as much as you can, because, of course, it can be very uncomfortable. And I think the one point that I thought was quite humorous with Solara was the fact, of course, that not everything is related to ascension symptoms. Sometimes we actually do have flu, you know, or sometimes we have something else going on. So, you know, I think, you know, the ascension symptoms certainly impact us and play a large part of the shifting as we move into these multidimensional aspects of ourselves. But I can, you know, I can just assume that on different levels you will be intuitively guided. So, Santara, we're going to say goodbye. We have another lady we would like to catch up with her in, for a moment.
Thank you so
but
much.
Thank you very much for calling
thank,
in.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we have Mary from Denver. Mary, are you still on the line?
I am.
Hi, Mary.
Hello.
You have a question for us?
Yes, please. Thank you so much. I enjoy listening to both of you. And Solara, I was with you when you came to Boulder last year.
Oh, fantastic.
Anyway, this is my question to either one of you. Recently, I had a friend work with balancing my subtle body energies. And during that time, I just let go. I didn't have an intention. I just went deeper and deeper. At one point in the process, an actual man, being, appeared to me for a few minutes, for maybe a minute. And he looked like a real man. He looked like an ascended master being. And he looked at me with this most awesome love. When I looked into his eyes, I went right through his eyes and saw like the universe, the cosmos, the stars. I mean, it was so incredible. And my question, I believe that he is my twin flame energy. I've been on that path forever, but and often my twin flame energy comes to me like in crystalline white light. But this time, this was an actual person right in front of me looking at me. Are you able to confirm this? Can you give me any information?
I'm going to let you answer this, Enrita. We've only got a couple of minutes.
Mary, I can say that if you feel that sense of deep unconditional love and that connection, assume it is someone that you are connected with and that does know you. So whether you want to call it a cosmic twin flame or an aspect of yourself at a higher dimensional level, feel that connection and experience it as your truth, as that connection in love. I certainly got that sense.
Okay, yes. I didn't quite hear the last thing that you said. Experience this as my truth.
Exactly. Experience it as your truth, as your cosmic twin flame. It certainly sounded like that from the experience of it.
And I get as well, Mary, that there is an Andromedan connection there. I get a picture of an Andromedan similar to, I don't often have visuals for guides, but similar to an Andromedan of the that came through me in a crop circle when I was with a group once, with a kind of very light blue eyes that you could see right through, just exactly like you're expressing. Mm. I don't think it's always necessary or even advisable to know exactly who a being is who showed it to you. Like Enrita said, you have to be in trust, and you have to also know that their knowing will unfold for you. it will unfold for you soon. But it's lovely to speak to you again, Mary. I remember who you are now. Lots of love.
Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you.
I love you.
Thank you, Mary.
I love you.
Thank you.
I love you too.
Thank you, Mary. Great. Well, it looks like we've come to the end of our show. The time just goes again so quickly. So I don't know if you've got something you'd like to say, Solara, just before we end, if there's any sharing you'd like to do.
I will go back to this reminder that we can't transcend duality and we can't avoid the huge amount of fear that is being propagated on the earth now with the big clash of the light and dark forces without connecting with higher vibrational forces. The one closest to us is our higher self. And the way my guides say, all roads lead to Rome, you can have this huge desire to have star being guides or to have these more cosmic experiences, but there is nothing more important than connecting with your higher self and feeling and accepting the unconditional of your unconditional love of your higher self. All my love to every single one of you listening. Namaste.
Thank you very much for joining us. And remember, there's always a choice. Listen to your heart. Follow the energy of your higher light. From my heart and to yours and to the cosmic heart of all creation. Blessings in love.
You have been listening to Where Genealogy and Spirit Connect with Susan E. King. Each week we will focus on the spiritual journey of connecting ourselves with our ancestors. Join us every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on BBS Radio. For upcoming show information, you can visit Susan's website at www.susaneking.com.